Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Hei. Begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the first Mishnah, Halacha Vav. HaKosev Shtei Ois Yois, B'Shnei HaLomois, Echa B'Shachris, Echa B'Nei Arboim, Amigam Liel, Mechaev, B'Chacham Peitre. One wrote one letter in the morning and one in the evening, in two HaLomois. Amigam Liel obligates and Chacham exempt. The Gemara says, V'Kasha Al Dwell Gam Liel, The Gomeneo contradicts himself. If one reaped Kugoygeris in the morning, Kugoygeris in the afternoon, and two Helamois, is he not liable twice? Just like Helamois separate, they shouldn't join. Rimana and Rabbi Avin, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that Rabbi Gamliel holds that Yediyah knowledge does not apply to half a malacha, so it cannot divide the Heir Lamis. Can we infer similarly that Mezid intentional sin does not apply to half a Kazayas? Ochal chatzi zayis, bezaldoin chatzi zayis, bishkaga, ma'o shid starful. It means if so, if one ate a half a kazayis intentionally, and half a kazayis bishoigeg, do they join? And the world does not answer this question. Adnalach perek haboina. And we begin now the 13th perek Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, oime, ha'oireg, gimmochotim betchile, ve'echad ala oireg chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says, if one wove three threads at the beginning, or added another thread onto something woven, he's liable. Chacham say whether he wove at the beginning or the end, the shear is two threads. And the Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Ula, time of Rebbe Aledei Shlishi Melachta Miskayeres." Ula says, Rebbe's reasoning is that through three threads, if Melacha lasts, but this is an amount that people sometimes do. Ma Rabbi Leza, Kuv Yuda. Does Rabbi Eliezer hold like Rabbi Yehuda? In a Mishnah there, Rabbi Yehuda says that garments are connected regarding Shabbos only through three stitches, and sack and basket join for kilayim. And we'll see more in time. Rabbi Eliezer had a shlishi malachte miskayemes from hacha pachis mikan mistartehu. Zman answers that there means weaving on Shabbos, so Leza holds that through three is Malachalas. However, here, regarding Kelayim, less than three does they come apart. Even two stitches don't come apart. The Leza holds that the Torah forbids only a total connection of three. Ashkachas Amal, Al-Dreb Leza, Pa'amim, Shloisha Betchila, Pa'amim Shnaim, Agabi Echad, Orog, Ve'esmol, Pa'amim, Shse Echad, Agabi Shnaim, Arugim, Ve'esmol. We find that according to Rabbi Eliezer, sometimes one is liable for three at the beginning, sometimes for two through adding to one woven from yesterday before Shabbos, and sometimes for one through adding to two woven from yesterday. Rabban Zekisoin, Bayin, Mahu, Echad al Oig, Echad al Gabi Shnaim, Echad al Gabi Shalosh. Rabban Zekisoin asked that, what does it mean, one added to a weave? Is it one added to two because the added stitch makes it a lasting malacha? Or even for one added to three, even though it was already a lasting malacha. Rabbanon, Tahacha Amri, Echad al Gabi Shnayim. Rabbanon here, Rabbi Tisol, answers only one added to two. Haisa, Talas Achas Gedela, Betchila, Achiyaroig, Ba Shnayim, Kutim, Ebesoif, Avilikolshu. Rabbanon holds that if it was one big talus at the beginning, or in the middle, he's not liable until he weaves two threads, and at the end, when he finishes the talus, even any amount. Ha'oreg shnei chutim al gabe shetei hagas al gabe ima afilu kol shehu chayev. Lamad v'adayme v'tzulsu kotim sh'arog by shnei chutim al oichav gimel batim chayev. One who weaves two threads of the thick threads to make the upper brim or the lower edge of a garment is liable for any amount. This is like a small belt, but they wove in it two widthways threads for a width of three batim, means they pass above and below these three lengthwise threads, even though it's less than a full sit. He is liable. Over nefesh maseches kamandu betchila. In nefesh maseches, which is the end of the garment itself, it's like at the beginning, since it will be joined to the edge, the measure of kolshu for the end does not apply. והן בדואר אפילו בסייף כאריק הוא, והן לסוטה אפילו בסייף כאריק הוא. A strip of material from which one hangs needles, even at the end of weaving, its shears, like during the weaving, which is two threads, a chain worn around the neck, even at the end of the weaving, is like during the weaving. All agree about one who writes Hashem's name that he's not liable until he completes it. One wrote one letter to complete Hashem's name, or one letter to complete a sefer, he is liable. One wrote one letter on a weekday, means on a Friday, and one letter on Shabbos, then Reb Elezer obligates a chatas and Rishua exempts. Why does the Bishua exempt? Because on Shabbos he did not do kiyum malacha, which means an amount that people normally do, or because it's not proper to join. One letter is not important enough to join what is written on Shabbos. Answers, let's see. If he wove one thread on a weekday and one thread on Shabbos, is he not exempt? Is it not proper to join with it? Even if a match was woven before Shabbos and it's proper to join, he's liable only for two threads on Shabbos. Well, he's exempt due to Kiyum Malacha. What Rav Yaakov Bar Acha quoted from Yasa, quoting Rav Elazar, that if one wrote one letter in Tiberi and one Sipporin, he's liable, is unlike Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar obligates, even when he wrote one letter on a weekday and one on Shabbos, and all the more so if he wrote both on Shabbos in different places. If one wrote one letter on this Shabbos and one on the coming Shabbos, Rav Elazar obligates a Chatas and Rishua exempts. Let's see, if one wrote one letter on a weekday and one letter on Shabbos, Rav Elazar obligates a chatas. If he wrote between, means one on this Shabbos and the coming Shabbos, all the more so. Why was there a need to teach this? The answer that was taught to teach about Chachomim means Rabbi Yeshua, that he exempts. Coming to the next Mishnah, if one makes two batei nirim, which is rings to hold the warp threads holes in a frame that lifts and lowers the warp threads, benirim or bekirus, which we'll explain, or weaving a reed in and out when making a sieve or a basket, he is liable. If one sews two stitches or tears in order to sew two stitches, he's liable. The Gemara says, "Benirin, niriya, bekirus, kiruma." Benirin means that he made the rings from threads. Bekirus is from soft shoots. The Abba Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rav Hamateich Sidodim b'Shabbos Chayev Mishum Teifa. Rav Yirmiya, quoting Rav, says that one who stretches the sides of a garment at which the stitching came loose to tighten it is liable for sewing. If you would say that one is liable for sewing only if he tied, Rashi should say that he's liable for sewing and for tying. And now we come to the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, a career b'chamasoi ba'al meisoi from a kalkulim b'turin. If one tore out of angle due to his mace, the close relative that died, all who ruin are exempt. And a kalkul manas b'takin shi'uoi b'takin. If one ruined something in order to fix it, the shear to be liable is like one who fixes. The Gemara says, "Bon kaimi Rabbi Abba, hech madat amal tamon hasheichet chatos b'shabbos kipeh, or maybe acheres va'amal ifhacha to say yotzi deikayoi." The Gemara asks a question to Rabbi Abba that, "Do you not say like the Tosefta that if one slaughtered his chatos on Shabbos and the blood was thrown, he atoned, and he brings another to Chol Shabbos? We should say also here that he was yotzei his mitzvah to tear, and he's liable for Chol Shabbos. Why do they say here that he was not yotzei in order that he would not be liable for Shabbos, but didn't say so about Shechitas Chatas? Ella, k'rabbi Shimon, to be Shimon Amal, ad shehei loy tzerech Gufay Shel Dova. Other Amishas like Rav Shimon, who said that one is not liable unless he needs the matter means if they were Sichel Gufa, even though he was Yotze, he fulfilled his Kriya, he's exempt for Shabbos. Amalain, Tamanhu, Gram Lad Smai, Bramachu, Atuem Eslai. The Abba answered that it's even like Rav Yehuda. There he calls himself to do melacha means shechita. Therefore, we're not concerned if zrika is done and he's liable for chil Shabbos. Here, you the chacham through enacting kriya calls him to do melacha. Therefore, we enact that he was not yotzer, lest we cause him to be liable for chil Shabbos. Amar Rav Yosi afilu v'afilu taman ad yom esloi chil lo yamar shamar loy v'shekiper he chayev iskapelai avisrech meimed v'shemen hi. Rabbi Yossi rejects that. He says, even there means Shechita, you caused him. As you not said he was Yotzer, Kana would not throw the blood and he would not atone. Rather, you have to say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Hevaya boin kaimi Rabbi Yossi, loikain am Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzedek, matza guzula in a Yotzer b'yidei chivosa b'pesach. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yossi, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the name of Rabbi Shimon Yotzedek that one is not Yotzer with a stolen matza on Pesach? So why do you say he was Yotze the Kriya? Amaloin Taman Gufa Aveira B'macha Hu Ava Aveira Kach Ani Oime Hoitzi Matza Moshe Sayochel Shisa Rabim Eni Yotze B'yidei Chivosai B'Pesach. Yossi answered that there the Matza itself was an Aveira, however here he did an Aveira means he tore. Well, I say that if one was Moitzi Matza, he took out Matza from Moshe Sayochel to Shisa Rabim, one is not Yotze with it on Pesach. Ani matzah gezula asa levarach aleha. The Bais says that one may not bless the bracha on a stolen matzah. Amar Rav Hoshea al shem uvoitzeh berach neretz Hashem. The source of this is Rav Hoshea. It's the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Yud pasuk Gimel. One who steals and blesses, he is actually blaspheming Hashem. Say hadad teima betchila aber besoif loy damim hu chayav loy. And the Gemara points out this refers to the chatchila ideally, but not at the end, means he owes only money to the owner, so he was Yotze, at least B'diebet. V'yona amar in Aveira mitzvah, V'yosa amar in mitzvah Aveira. V'yona says that an Aveira is not mitzvah, and V'yosa says that a mitzvah is not an Aveira. Amar Bila, ila mitzvahs im asyasam kumitzasam, hein mitzvahs v'im lav, ina mitzvahs. Bila brings from the pasuk in Vayikra Perech of Zayin pasuk Lamedalet, if you do them like the mitzvahs should be done, ela mitzvahs, right? They are mitzvahs. If not, they are not mitzvahs. Pasuk Yoina of Yosef and Rila argue with Behoshua and say that even Bidi Eved, he was not Yotze. You come now to the next mission, as Halacha Dalet, Shir HaMalabin V'Manafix, Atzeveya V'Atzeve, Shi'uroi Kimalai Roichav, Hasit, Kofel, Ha'irik Shnei Chutim, Shi'uroi Kimalai Hasit. The Mishnah says that the shear for laundering menapes, which is banging wool, or separating clumps into fibers, or brushing and combing it, dyeing and spinning, is double malei hasit. When it weaves two threads, the shear is malei hasit. The Gemara says, Taman, tanin, the moitzi eitzim, kud levashel, beitzakala, machamad hochein. Taman, ha-moitzi, litzvoya, b'mhacha, b'tzeveya. We ask the question, there's a Mishnah there earlier that teaches that one who takes out wood, the shear is to cook a light egg. The shear for nutshells, pomegranate peels, if this and pura, is enough to dye a small garment in the middle of the headdress. And here you say that the shear for dyeing is twice malei hasit. Taman, betzeveya b'mhacha b'moitzi litzveya. Now it says there it's discussing dyeing, here it's discussing one who is moitzi in order to dye.